Cursor 3.2 is a major IDE release from Ennisphere, shipped April 24, 2026, that reframes the code editor as a parallel subagent execution runtime supporting multi-repository orchestration and an external SDK. Both Cursor 3.2 and Claude Code converged on the same orchestrated subagent architecture in April 2026. The choice between them is now an ergonomic bet about where glossary/agent harness control should live, not a capability gap. Key facts 1. Cursor 3.2 shipped April 24, 2026 with multi-task async subagents, multi-root workspace support, and single-click worktree promotion 1. 2. The Cursor SDK launched April 29, 2026 as npm install at cursor/sdk, making the IDE agent loop programmable outside the editor 1. 3. Cursor 3, April 2, 2026, first introduced the agent's window for parallel execution across local repos, SSH remotes, and cloud environments too. 4. Claude Code's Agent SDK at Anthropic AI/Claude Agent SDK exposes the same loop, tools, and context management as the CLI as a TypeScript Python library running in your own process 3. 5. A billing routing bug in Claude Code's server-side harness, triggered by Git commits mentioning Hermes, MD, drew 1,031 Hacker News upvotes and 441 comments on April 30, 2026, 5-6. 6. A Claude AI API outage on April 30, 2026 interrupted the platform for multiple hours, demonstrating that both hosted IDE runtimes and CLI tools carry single provider reliability risk 7. Why IDE as agent runtime is the new standard alt. Flowchart comparing Cursor 3.2 and Claude Code Agent SDK showing the architectural split. Cursor keeps the loop server side for IDE interactivity, while Claude Code hands loop ownership to your infrastructure for automation. The transition of both tools into agent runtimes is not a coincidence. It is an architectural convergence. In early 2026, coding assistants were largely restricted to single file edits or sequential multi-file changes. By April 2026, both shipped an orchestrated subagent model, parallel workers, worktree isolation, and multi-repo targeting in a single session. The real question for engineering teams is no longer which tool is smarter, but where do you want the loop to live when a multi-hour ticket hits an edge case at step 7 of 12? Cursor treats the agent as a workspace affordance, something you interact with via tiled panes and visual diffs. Claude Code treats it as a shell primitive or a programmable library. This trade-off becomes concrete under load. The workflow trade-off, running the same 4-hour ticket realistic ticket, refactor auth middleware to JWT validation, update all call sites across front-end, back-end, and shared utils, add tests, open PR. On Cursor 3.21, open multi-root workspaces across all three repos, invoke multitask to distribute the refactor across async subagents per repo, monitor progress in the tiled agents window, and promote the branch to foreground for final review. If a subagent stalls on an ambiguous call site, interrupt with /btw, Cursor 3.1's side question command, to redirect without canceling the session. Interactive, visual, low-context switching. On Claude Code 3.4, write a Claude MD with architecture decisions and coding standards, invoke the agent SDK with subagent definitions for auth refactor, test writer, and PR opener, and stream results to a log or Slack notification. Chain CI checks in the same shell session. The difference shows at hour 3 when a subagent stalls on an ambiguous call site. In Cursor, the agent's window surfaces the stall visually and /btw redirects it without losing session state. In Claude Code, a post-tool use hook can detect the stall pattern and inject a clarifying prompt programmatically, automatable and reproducible across runs 3. The non-obvious angle, crash recovery, and who owns the loop most comparisons treat Cursor's server-side harness as a convenience feature. It is actually a resilience architecture. Cursor's background agents survive IDE crashes because session state lives on Cursor's servers. Restart the IDE, reconnect, and the subagents are still running. You do not lose the 90-minute context window you accumulated before the crash. Claude Code loops die with the shell session. Kill the terminal, lose the loop. There is no automatic reconnect. This sounds like a clear win for Cursor, until you consider the other side of the BYOS, bring your own stack model. When you own the loop, you set the budget cap, not the vendor. A runaway subagent costs what your circuit breaker allows, not what Cursor's billing tier permits. You own the restart logic. A five-line shell wrapper that Ray invokes the agent SDK on failure is more auditable than a vendor's session resume API. You own the audit trail. Every pre-tool use and post-tool use hook event flows through your Langfuse instance, your SIEM, your compliance pipeline. For interactive daily development, Cursor's managed safety net wins. For regulated production pipelines, Claude Code's programmable control plane wins. The production harness patterns, including loop restart wrappers and cost circuit breakers, are covered in Course/Production Agents Claude Agent SDK MCP Connector 05 Production Deploy Observability. Harness stability under real load trust becomes concrete at the harness layer. On April 30, 2026, a community incident surfaced. Git commits mentioning Hermes, MD, in Claude Code triggered erroneous premium billing routing 5.6. Anthropic fixed the bug, but initially declined refunds, reversing course only after significant HN pressure. The billing bug lived in Claude Code's server-side harness, not the agent SDK itself. Production agents built with the SDK on your own infrastructure would not have hit this billing path. The April 30 Claude AI outage 7 is provider-level risk. A single Anthropic API dependency caps reliability at Anthropic's uptime. That is equally true of Cursor's hosted harness. Both tools are single vendor by default. The practical takeaway: for production orchestration, operate at the SDK layer, not the interactive CLI or IDE, and wire a secondary model fallback at the harness level. For multi-provider routing patterns, see blog/2026 for 30 Anthropic Creative Connectors on how MCP connectors abstract provider boundaries. What to do next if your team spends most of the day in the editor and values visual diff review for complex refactors? Cursor 3.2's multitask and multi-root workspaces are the natural fit. If you are building production agent pipelines, overnight automation, or CI/CD integrated agentic loops, the Claude Agent SDK gives you full loop control without the IDE dependency. In practice, many teams use both: Cursor for daily interactive development and the SDK for production automation. The two SDKs now expose compatible runtime primitives that let you prototype in the IDE and productionize in code. For a practical path through agent SDK orchestration, MCP server wiring, and harness resilience patterns in production, our course/production Agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector walks through multi-agent systems from setup to deployment. Start with course/production Agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector 01 SDK rename what changed. For the agent SDK rename and migration context, before building your first parallel subagent harness. Further reading 1, Cursor changelog. Retrieve 2026-432, Cursor 3 release notes. Agents window, best of n, /worktree. Retrieve 2026-433 Claude Agent SDK overview. Retrieved 2026-434 Claude Code overview. Retrieved 2026-435 Hacker News. Claude Code Hermes, MD billing bug, 1031 PTS, 441 comments. Retrieve 2026-436, GitHub issue. Hermes, MD billing routing. Retrieve 2026-437, Claude AI status incident. Retrieved 2026-430.